not gonna be in the background, I'll break your home.
What the fuck is your issue, bro?
I don't like you being in the background.
You're not gonna be in the background.
What's up, everyone? Mark Lobliner, TigerFitness.com. Whoa, big breaking news. So, Bev Francis's powerhouse gym in Syosset, New York, owned by Steve Weinberger, one of the big head honchos in the IFBB, they have banned tripods at the gym. Now, I own three gyms. I have Legacy at Carbon, I have the Tiger Fitness gym in Loveland, Ohio, and I am partners in Iron Addicts Gym in Signal Hill, California with CT Fletcher, Mike Rashid, and Sean Torbati. I encourage tripods in the gym, but luckily for us, our members, our gyms aren't that packed. You know, Legacy trains kids, we're private. Tiger Fitness Gym, mainly a powerlifting gym. People are very respectful of each other. Iron Addicts is CT's gym. People don't act a fool in CT's gym. So look at it this way. People are coming out with these tripods. And they're filming. Not only are they getting mad at people for walking in front of their tripod, because sometimes you have nowhere else to walk. And honestly, I'm just trying to get from point A to point B. I'm not really thinking about I'm jumping in front of someone's camera. And the other thing is, women are using this to set up men, to put them on blast, to raise their social media profile, which seems to be backfiring on them. And videos like this is why tripods will be gone at all gyms.
Do you need something? Okay, I thought so. Keep the pushing.
If you're getting rude, you can leave. Nobody was looking at you inside the gym. I don't own the gym, I work here.
Okay.
Yes. And if you're getting rude, then you can leave.
That means what?
I can call the police and have you trespass right now. Would you like that?
Go ahead.
Okay, cool.
Go ahead, let them know.
That's what we'll do. So right now,
I'm just going to
take the stuff and
hit up
front.
Cut the cameras.
See, you guys brought this on yourselves. Okay? You got women going in there, wearing these little itty-bitty outfits. And dudes, look, I'll be real. If I see a woman in a scantily clad outfit, I'm going to look. Maybe not even sexually. I'm going to look like she's really wearing that in public. If I saw a dude wearing white tight shorts and his entire friggin' schwanz was showing, his twig and berries, it's all showing, I'm gonna look and I'm probably gonna stare a little bit like, wow, that man's walking around with his penis showing. Look, man, and if my wife's with me, I'll be like, wow, look at what she's wearing. That's crazy that she would wear that. If a dude walks in the gym with his nuts hanging out, I expect my wife to look. I'm not getting mad. There's literally a man walking with his testicles hanging out in the gym. And that's the equivalent of what these thoughts are doing in the gym. THOTS. They're not very thoughtful, but they're thoughts. That's another word for slut, I think. I'm not sure. You guys correct me. I'm old. So you have these gym thoughts. Again, if that's the correct terminology, correct me if I'm wrong. These gym thoughts coming in here. Not only are they using these tripods and it's obstructing people's ability to go from point A to point B and utilize the gym in the way it's supposed to be utilized, but they're also taking that footage and giving gotchas and giving these, you know, you got punked things to dudes. You know, they're look, man, the only reason people are looking at you is because you are walking around with your clothes off. Now, I'm in my backyard. I have my shirt off. I understand. But I'm in my own backyard. Like, this is my property. You're not going to see me training like this at the gym unless it's for some video with a camera crew and we tell the gym we're very respectful of other people. And I'll usually do it at gyms that are dead. Tiger Fitness Gym in Ohio, I own it. Deal with it. Okay, if I'm at Carbon Performance, I'm not going to do it at Carbon Performance. I'm going to do it at Carbon Culture where there's only, you know, a handful of swipes a day. So the people who are there will be like, hey, do you mind if we do this? This offends you. We'll find somewhere else to do it. The problem is everybody with a people aren't even using cell phones anymore, man. There was someone at the gym yesterday. They were there. They had a little tripod. They had a legit 6K camera set up. I've never even heard of these people on Instagram. I'm in the space. Man, they got an $8,000 camera, $2,000, $5,000 lens. They got a tripod, like not just a little tripod. I'm talking like the BBC of all tripods. They set that bitch down and they're like, this is our area. We're claiming this area. Dude, shut up. Look, man, what I do, when you see videos of me in the gym, if I'm training alone, like today, I trained alone, there's no videos. Unless I could jig it up and like put like a bottle or a can in front of my phone, then the angle's all weird. I'll do that occasionally just because for stuff. And if I want to like do a descriptive post where, hey, like I did one with the reverse hyper, but there was no one around and no one was in the video. Dude, y'all did this to yourselves. For those of you who use tripods, thank your fellow tripod users for completely screwing it up for you. Okay, you guys were complete douchebags. For those of you who wanted tripods gone, congratulations. This is the beginning. Look, man, Bev's gym is the bodybuilding gym. That's the Mecca. That is the Mecca of the East. That's the East Coast Mecca. It's gonna steamroll. Other gyms, chains. Chains have already banned them. Look, man, if you can't have your girlfriend or boyfriend or friend just hold the camera, press play. If you need to set up an elaborate tripod, you're not Sam Select. You don't get to do that. And if you do that, if someone walks in front of your kid, if you do have a gym that allows you to do it, someone walks in front of your frame, you go, oh, whatever, it's a public place. But at the end of the day, this was bound to happen. Not because the walking in front of people things, but because everybody in the gym is literally, you know, is risking becoming a victim simply by training. Guarantee you got a girl or even a dude in a weird outfit or showing nipple or whatever y'all do, I'm gonna look. I might even stare because I'm that kind of guy. I'm like, I'm inquisitive. Like, if you know me in person, I ask a lot of questions. So I'm one of those guys, I'm always trying to learn, trying to understand my surroundings. And I'm thinking to myself, what the hell are these people doing? Crazy. Anyway, what do you think? Do you think tripods should be allowed in gyms? Do you use a tripod in the gym? Have you been the victim of one of these gym hoes calling you out online because you looked at them? Look, man, if you're wearing an eye patch over your nipple, I'm gonna look. I like boobies. I'm gonna be inquisitive. I'm gonna be like, wow, I've never seen that before, right? Like, again, like that's what humans do. We're curious creatures. Let me know your thoughts. Here's not that kind of thought, the thoughts thoughts. Now, on another note, speaking of thought free, meaning you don't have to even think about it and we're devoid of hookers, go to tigerfitness.com. Tigerfitness.com is how you support me. Go to tigerfitness.com. We got MTS Nutrition Vasky, a non-stimulant pre-workout that you can add on. So you might love your pre-workout. Let's say you love Gorilla Mode. Let's say you love Clash. Let's say you love Core. Let's say you love Woke AF. Doesn't matter. You take Vasky, put a scoop of that. We got Nitrosigen, Hydromax, Taurine. We got that in there. It helps to make your pre-workout even better. It's extremely affordable, a very easy add-on. Go to tigerfitness.com now, buy your Vasky. Again, you could buy your favorite pre-workout there because we carry Core. We carry Gorilla Mode. We carry all that stuff, right? Add your Vasky to it, and you're going to love it. Again, MTS Whey is back in stock. We got Outright Bars, and we love you guys. Cookies and Cream Outright Bars back in stock, too. Anyway, thanks so much for watching. I'm Mark Lobauer. Sure to like this video, subscribe to the channel, click the notification bell. And again, if you're on any of our new platforms, I want you to subscribe to us. If you're not, rumble.com/TigerFitness. Rumble is our preferred, right? X.com, my name is Mark Lobliner. So Twitter.com, Mark Lobliner is my name, MarkLobliner. Instagram at Mark Lobliner. We're on this other thing called Spreely. I'm a nightly evening rants with Alan, Spreely. The channel is Evening Rants with Alan Roberts. Thanks so much for watching, guys. I'm Mark Lobliner. That's not a game.